Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Martin, diabetes educator at Washington County Hospital and Clinics, about National Diabetes Awareness Month. This is part one of a two-part interview. This month of November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. Now, this is an illness that affects many, many people throughout this country. So why do you feel like having an awareness month for it is important?
Well, I think just because of what you said, there are so many people that have diabetes, both type 1 and type 2. It's estimated there's around 29 million Americans with it, in addition to 86 million who have prediabetes. And so it's just becoming a growing problem that people need to be aware of.
Okay, so now prediabetes, what is that and what should people look out for as far as that's concerned?
Great question. So prediabetes is a condition where the blood sugar is higher than what is considered normal, but not high enough to be considered diabetic yet. So someone whose pancreas is working normally, their blood sugar before they eat anything should never be above 100. So when we diagnose diabetes, we diagnose it with a fasting blood sugar over 125. So these people with prediabetes fall in this category of a fasting blood sugar between 100 and 125. Usually there are no symptoms with prediabetes, which is why that it's becoming a problem, because if people don't go to their doctor regularly and have regular blood work done, oftentimes they don't even know they have prediabetes.
Prediabetes is treatable, isn't it? Like, you can prevent someone from acquiring type 2 diabetes with treatment.
That's exactly right. So it has been proven that if people change their lifestyle, so the goal is to lose 5 to 10% of your body weight and increase your activity with a goal of 30 minutes 5 days a week, that people can reverse this elevated blood sugar and delay the onset of diabetes or prevent it, depending upon how things go.
So now, type 2 diabetes is the most common form of diabetes. What are the treatments that are available for that? And is there a cure for type 2 diabetes?
That's another good question. So technically, there's no cure for type 2 diabetes. Now, you'll hear stories of people that say they cured themselves from diabetes, or people that lost large amounts of weight and their blood sugars went back to normal. We're actually classifying that as putting the diabetes in remission, not curing themselves for it. So we treat type 2 diabetes with watching the carbohydrate intake and eating a balanced diet, exercise, just like we do for the prediabetes. And then we have a wide range of medications, both oral, injectable, and insulin, that we can use for people if needed.
Okay, when do people typically find out that they have type 2 diabetes?
It's usually by accident. Research is showing that people have had type 2 diabetes for about 5 to 10 years often before they get diagnosed. So that's why we stress that you really should go to the doctor and have blood work done once a year. If you have a family history, you may need to go more often than that. People don't usually have overt symptoms of diabetes unless their blood sugar is very high, 2, 3, 400. Those symptoms then are excessive thirst, excessive urination, unexplained weight loss, and excessive fatigue.
Now, type 1 diabetes is considered the most serious type of diabetes. What is type 1?
Type 1 happens when people's pancreas just stops working. A lot of times people think it's a hereditary situation, and actually that's not true. Most people that get type 1 diabetes get it because of a virus. So they have a virus, and then several weeks later they end up with these excessive thirst, excessive urination, and very high blood sugars. Now, there can be a family history of it, and that can be for some people. Sometimes people have a traumatic injury or an illness, and then their pancreas just decides it wants to stop working. We have to treat type 1 diabetes with insulin. That's our only option, and it's not curable. Okay. Right now. We're hoping someday it will be, but not right now.
When does type 1 diabetes usually show up? At what age would you say it appears?
That's a great question. We used to think that there was this difference between type 1 and type 2, and you used to hear people call insulin dependent and non-insulin dependent diabetes. And then we would use the term juvenile diabetes for type 1. And actually, you know, it's more common in young adults, teenagers is when people often get diagnosed. Sometimes infants can get type 1 diabetes. But we're actually finding that people, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old can get type 1 diabetes. And I even know some people that were diagnosed in their 70s. So it doesn't seem to know an age anymore like we used to think it did.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Amy Martin. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.